And a slightly related story that's about diet. I don't know if you remember, but back in July, a team of Greek researchers working as part of EPIC, the largest study of diet and cancer ever undertaken, showed that the more Mediterranean a person's diet is, the lower their risk of cancer. Now, that means a diet that contains lots of fruit, veg, grains, nuts and fish, all the good stuff, a little splash of olive oil, but it's low in red and processed meat, low in alcohol, and low in dairy and animal fats. Well, now, an analysis of 12 international studies of diet and disease published in the British Medical Journal has shown that a strict Mediterranean diet can actually help to reduce deaths from other diseases as well as cancer. That includes heart disease, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease as well. Now, collectively, these studies covered more than 1.5 million people whose diet and health were tracked for 3 to 18 years. And this is something known as a meta-analysis. It's where they get all these big studies and kind of do all the number crunching to crunch them together and get some meaningful results. And all the studies that were investigated used a score to work out how Mediterranean your diet was. So, for example, if you eat lots and lots of fruit and veg, you get a score. If you eat lots of grains, you get a score. If you eat lots of processed meat, you lose points. And the researchers found overall that people who stuck strictly to their Mediterranean diet had a 9% drop in overall death rates, including a 9% cut in deaths from heart disease, 13% drop in the incidence of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and a 6% cut in cancer incidence as well. And the researchers think that this could be quite effective for preventing cancer if you can kind of try and trick people in maybe to scoring their diet, so try and get their points up on the Mediterranean score, because that will be helping them to prevent cancer and these other diseases as well.
That's really interesting, because what it shows is rather than it just being an observational thing, these people in this part of the world who eat this diet seem to live longer, which could be for a variety of reasons. Actually, you're saying you can take any population, change their diet along the same lines, and they get a benefit, showing it's the diet that must be beneficial.
Well, it's the diet that's definitely beneficial. We still don't know much about people who dramatically change their habits. There's probably likely to be a benefit. We know that the healthier you eat, the more fruit and veg you eat, the more you stick to your ideal weight. These are all beneficial. The thing about humans, though, is we tend not to really change our habits. So the key thing is to really sort of get grounded in good habits when you're younger.
So a glass of olive oil as you light up that cigarette cap, maybe?
Yeah, no, that's not going to work.
Thanks, Gail. Now, all of those stories and the references to those stories will be on our website, nakedscientist.com. You can go to nakedscientist.com/news to find out more about any of those.